Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did. We have fun around here. We learn stuff. We talk to really smart people. It's a cool place to be, if I do say so myself. That's the story I'm sticking to. We do have fun around here. And you know what, folks? If we can't have fun, let's just forget about it. If we can't have fun, let's just go do something else that is fun. That's the way I feel about it, because you know what? Life is too short. We're not going to get out of this thing alive, and we might as well, as the wise man once said, or the woman, it might have been a wise woman who said this, we might as well eat the whole thing. Somebody who agrees with me is Sam Norwood. Sam is with Tatum LLC. That's the new name, Tatum LLC. And Sam joins us every month to bring us a report that he has compiled from the partners in his business, the hundreds of partners across the country who are out there running businesses like you and me. And he asks them questions, and they give him answers. And he compiles that into a report. He brings it to us once a month, and we appreciate it very much. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back, Jim. Even though I have a little cold, I hope you'll forgive that.
Well, we will forgive it, and we hope you're on the mend real soon. Thank you for the dedication to be here, even though you might be a little bit under the weather. Sam, before we get started, today is the 7th anniversary of the attacks on the United States on September the 11th, 2001. Any thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I remember, everybody remembers when that happened, where they were. It's like, yep. For those of us who are old enough, we remember the day John Kennedy was shot. We remember the day when a man landed on the moon. And this is one of those days. And I reflect back what it was like on that morning. And it just was so sad and shocking. And I just think, well... I'm just grateful that we have not had a recurrence of an event like that, and I think that the dedication of our military and everybody who keeps an eye on things that seem unusual and report that all have a responsibility for having kept us from another attack such as we had on 9/11 2001. And it happened that on that date, I thought, well, this is pretty terrible because not only were lives lost, not only was it a major event, an attack on our land, but also the economy at that time was very weak, and I thought, well, this is going to send us over the cliff. Mm-hmm. And so that's when we started the Tatum Index, or the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, because we thought, well, this is going to be about as bad as it gets. And it turned out that we were in 2001 among the very first to see that by November, December, January, we weren't plummeting over the cliff. In fact, we were going up. Things were recovering and responding very nicely to the response that we had overall as a nation to that attack.
Well, I think one thing, the terrorists were more successful in terms of the attack than I think their plans could ever have hoped for. But I don't think they were. But I think they were also surprised. They should have been surprised. The world was probably surprised at how resilient the United States is. And in fact, I think Sam, we may have even surprised ourselves. What do you think? Ourselves? What do you think?
You just never know what you have until you're put to the task. And
yeah.
And we rise to the occasion regardless of what it is, and always have, and I think always will. And there will always be challenges, but this one was particularly momentous, and just as we're now looking at a major hurricane probably is going to hit the Texas coast later this week,
Right.
The people there will rise to that occasion, and there will be problems and perhaps even loss of life. We're real concerned about the hurricane,
but our
economy and our people overall will respond in a positive way to that, and we'll be okay.
Well, I think that's one of the trademarks of America, of Americans, and it's the kind of thing that I think is, and that resilience, that defiance, Sam, is what some people are jealous of us for. They hate us for that. Some people hate us for that. And you know what? I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Exactly.
That's America's attitude, you know. We want you to get along with us, but if you can't, bring it on. I'll take America's resolve against the terrorists' evilness any day. Stand by. Sam, we're going to take a quick break. Right back, folks, we're going to talk about the survey and see if things have improved since the last time Sam was here. It's 2022. Here are the Stones to take us out. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. They're free. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum LLC. It's an outstanding organization that helps businesses like yours and mine all over the country to improve themselves from a financial and from an information management standpoint. And we're talking about the most recent Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam, I've seen worse reports from you guys.
We had an interesting month in which most of our indicators were pretty much sideways, but there was one that actually went up, and it has to do with financing. And the green arrow there is primarily related to the fact that interest rates declined. And it's usual that when we have a weak economy, interest rates are going to go down. But they're accompanied by a pretty significant collapse in commodity prices generally, which had reached a new high this summer.
Gold is down 25%. Oil prices are down almost a third.
Yep.
Almost 33% from their very highs. Everything is, I think, is down.
Well, it is, and when that comes down, the prospect for inflation comes down. That coupled with the fact that we're also getting better productivity, so we're getting great productivity. We're seeing commodity prices come down, and therefore the outlook and the current interest rates are also coming down, and that's a relief for those who are needing to finance their companies. It happens that availability is still problematic for marginal borrowers. Those who are really having a hard time. It's still tough for them, but interest rates are coming down, and we expect they'll be coming down also a little bit further in the next month or two.
Well, the commodity prices coming down, easing off on inflation. Also, the dollar has strengthened as other currencies have weakened. All of that has really taken a lot of pressure off of the Fed to raise rates, hasn't it?
Yes, and so our expectation is that the Fed will stay stable for a while. I think the Fed is more concerned about the downside than the upside, and of the economy. We still have still a rough patch in the financial area. And banks are having a tough time. It happens, though, that we talk about interest rates. There's a yield curve that's positive. That's good for the banks. But the banks went through several years of lending out too much. They had too much money to lend and were lending to the poor prospects for being able to repay. And they're still going to be working through that problem for a while.
Well, I have a member of the a former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, a former member of the Fed decision-making process, and bankers that I talk to, and people who are connected pretty close to the financial industry, as you are too, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And they all agree. In fact, one of them said, and the others, when I asked them, have agreed that this, that we are in not the worst economy since the Great Depression, but the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. What do you think?
I think that's true, and they're taking a two-pronged approach. They're trying to inject liquidity into the banking system, but at the same time, they're having the regulators, the banking regulators, look very carefully at the portfolio of loans that banks now have out. Because and they're encouraging the banks, encouraging, by the way, maybe a euphemism, they're encouraging banks to curtail their loans that are at risk, because it is a situation that is a little sensitive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to be sure that they allow banks to fail that must fail, that are the result of being too open with their lending, but at the same time not to trigger a collapse. And that's what this deal in the bailout, so to speak, the bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac was all about.
Right.
Was they're too large to fail. But by the way, the bailout doesn't bail out the equity holders.
The shareholders, right.
Basically get nothing.
Right. And the one good thing that came out of that is they've now eliminated the ability of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to lobby Congress. That was one of the big one of the things that got this thing headed in the wrong direction years ago, Sam, in my opinion.
Yes, well, they were there to encourage home ownership, because that's kind of a foundation of American life. And they had this implicit guarantee
yeah.
behind them. But now there's a large question as to whether the government itself ought to be in this business. And so
yeah.
we'll be looking to see what happens down the road with the future of these two entities. But I think that what they did was the right thing under the circumstances, as we're talking about the frailty right now of our the financial system. The economy, you know, there's some bright spots in the economy. We've been exporting very nicely due to the weak dollar and due to our own creativity. Survey, technology was particularly strong.
Mm-hmm.
It has remained strong through this weak period, black period overall. And so some industries are doing just fine.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. And what you were just saying, in my opinion, is an example of how, once again, Main Street is helping to overcome the excesses of Wall Street. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, stranger.
Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back.
It seems so good.
One of the great classics. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Sam Norwood's one of the great classics, too. We couldn't do without him. Sam, you don't mind being called one of the great classics, do you?
Gosh, I'm happy to be called anything.
I know. when you get to be our age, classic is all you get, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tatum,
better than old.
That's right. Tatum LLC, tell us about that.
Well, Tatum LLC is a nationwide provider of chief financial officers and other management level, chief level people for corporations, large, small, and in between, on either a temporary basis, part-time basis, or full-time basis. And they remain partners and professionals with us. We have nearly 1,000 professionals in 37 markets, and we're like an outsourced resource of management talent. They come, you use them while you need them, and then they come back, and we reassign them to a different slot when you don't need them. So it's
right.
an efficient way, particularly for small and medium-sized businesses that are going through rapid change, to supplement their management force as needed on a very specific specific and targeted kind of way.
It's an efficient way to get some high-powered talent, folks, and so I encourage you to check out TatumLLC.com, right, Sam?
That's the website.
TatumLLC.com.
Where we do post our monthly survey, go to news, and I think you post it on your website as well, don't you?
We do, absolutely. Sam, let's talk about order backlogs. That's kind of sideways, isn't it?
Yeah, order backlogs. Does this mean the best indication of what's going to be happening in the near future? And they stayed about like they were last month, which is pretty depressed relative to where they've been in historically. So we're still bumping along, sort of hand to mouth right now, as the economy remains pretty weak, with some segments stronger than others.
And the global economy is softening.
It is. And that's too bad for us because I guess misery likes company in a way, but we affect the rest of the world and the rest of the world affects us. And so
there is no decoupling, doesn't exist, does it?
No, not anymore. So you can figure there's no real safe haven, no place to hide when things are rough. But when things get good, they get good all over. Typically, smaller businesses and smaller countries, emerging countries, get hurt a little bit more in a slowdown than the majors, just as is the case with small businesses tend to be more susceptible to change. But that's where the opportunity is as well.
Well, one of the concerns I've got right now, Sam, is that for next year, for example, is the U.S. dollar is strengthening, the other currencies are weakening, the euro and the pound are both down against the dollar, the dollar's up against them, quite significantly, actually. Those economies are softening, so our goods and services are not as attractive with the currencies are not on par but closer to being on par than they were, and the overall softening of the economy doesn't bode well for a real strong 09. What do you think?
Well, it all depends. There's good news and bad news with almost any development. When you have the U.S. dollar strengthening, that is good news for the financial sector, our financial sector. It's good news for our inflation because we will be paying less for imports.
Right.
And so that's a good news item. The bad news is that for those who have benefited from a weak dollar in exporting, that will hurt some. But I think we still have a long way to go before we get back to a place where we were 3 or 4 or 5 years ago in terms of the dollar and the other major currencies.
Over the last 3 or 4 years, exports have saved us, haven't they?
Well, they really have been a major source of strength in the manufacturing sector. And, of course, that ripples out, but the manufacturing sector has benefited. But let's give ourselves some credit too. We're good producers, and we've made inroads around the world during this time, and we'll hold on to most of that even as the dollar gets stronger, I think.
Right. I agree with you. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. Good report.
Well, I'm grateful to be on your program, Jim, and I appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam, for being here. Good job today. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC. Couldn't do without him, won't do without him. He's welcome anytime. And he'll be back next month, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.